You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. Time to check the futures markets. Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, is here for the ninth day of July. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Why, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, it looks like the risk premium is back in the market, and I suppose it's all based on warmer weather.
You know, that's the main instigator of it. That's what happened on the early morning weather. Monday morning. That was the start of all this, and we're seeing a little bit of technical buying that was caused by yesterday's little pop-up, a little bit that way, and then we've got a report on Thursday, the WASDE report out with some number changes we look for, and then, of course, Friday is the big expiration day of the July contracts, and, of course, we're seeing a lot of conflict about how to handle what cash is trading at and what the futures are going to go off the board at. And so that's a little inspiration in the marketplace, too.
Well, let's turn our attention a little further forward to the new crop as opposed to the old crop of the moment. And usually this would be a week as we head into the WASDE report, any report for that matter, that many people might stand aside. On the other hand, I don't know that you might be thinking that this would offer an opportunity to make another increment of sales or maybe somewhere above this level.
Well, I think that that's, of course, the thought out here right now. You know, as we look at the crop ratings, we've looked at some awfully good crop ratings compared to last year. Of course, last year was a disaster, but, you know, we do have basically a better rated crop this year. And as we look around our area here in Indiana, the crops look extremely well. And you know, we should find some resistance in the, you know, like the 5.30 range here on the December corn and probably again at the $13 mark here on the November beans after we closed above that 72 mark here today. So I would think there'd be some people that'd be more than willing to at least be looking at puts here if we got another day up tomorrow.
What are your expectations for the WASDE numbers on Thursday?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's looking for a little bit of a cutback in the corn carryover. We're continuing to see very good ethanol usage, continuing to see some feed usage. The bean carryover, you know, it was at 125. The average guess is 121. Not much difference, but we are continuing to see, you know, tremendous crush here. And the way the bean meal is going now, crushers are going to continue to want to buy beans, so they figure that number will come down. And also the wheat carryover looking to come down a little bit on this harvest delays because of the rains in Indiana, Illinois, and other parts around here that aren't being able to get their wheat harvested.
The trade has been of the opinion that the consumption numbers for the 2013-14 or next crop year have been a little strong, a bit rich. Will they change them?
I don't think they will. I think they're looking here and seeing that we did see some business develop here over the last bit. We saw China stepping in aggressively buying some wheat. They bought some corn in the meantime. We're continuing to see feeder cattle go at some pretty hefty rates, going to maybe fill in some feedlots that haven't been used for a while, thinking the later corn may be out in Iowa and that might be silage instead of full corn, and they're going to take advantage of that.
Is there any reason, I suppose, for livestock producers to think about locking anything in at this time, or do you just wait it out?
I think that depending on how big you are and what you're looking at, and you've already got some stuff locked in, I think there were some people that did lock in some stuff yesterday and maybe today, and I'd have to wait until after this Friday here before I lock in more stuff if I'm a feed user.
All right. Anything else to add before I let you go for the
day? That's about it. And, you know, just have a good day.
Hey, you too. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Todd.
That is Wayne Nelson. He's with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon.